Roots of Armodoxy, Baby Angels. Garik Nijde was the legend in his own time. He was a military strategist and statesman. I've been intrigued by his story and inspired by many of his thoughts, especially about the Armenian national liberation struggle and revolutionary activities. So when I met a gentleman named Arthur Nijde in Etchmiadzin last month, of course I was curious to find out if there was a connection with the freedom fighter I had only read about. In Yerevan, a block off the main Republic Square, stands a statue dedicated to Garik Nijde. This statue has a large tablet inscribed with a couple of key pieces of inspiration by Nijde. At the top reads his Holy Trinity, God, Nation, and the Fatherland, followed by his words, live and work only for those things that are worth dying for, and die only for those things that are worth living for. It was, in a sense, an earlier version of Reverend Martin Luther King's often quoted, if you have not discovered something you are willing to die for, then you aren't fit to live. At the monastery of Datev, there are signs with photos of Nijde, remembering that he was one of the leaders of the first independent republic. Nijde had gone to the monastery as a retreat where he could connect with the divine. Remember, God, nation, and the fatherland were what directed him. It was Wednesday afternoon. I stood in Etchmiadzin's courtyard, just past the main gate and before heading to the church proper. I had just visited my old dorm room, where I stayed in 1977-78, during my student time at the seminary. I met with a priest who was now working out of the room, converted to an office for diasporan affairs. Things seemed so different and so much larger 45 years ago. The room still had the radiator heaters and the windows with the long shelves where we would place our supplies during the winter months to keep them from spoiling. So this day I was there to baptize my grandniece, and I had about an hour before the appointment in the baptistry. There's a beautiful fountain memorial just as you enter Etchmiadzin, and I stood there, reflecting in the shadow of the first Christian cathedral. But that meditative moment was broken by the arrival of a man, his wife, and their baby. He came right up to the fountain, stripped the kid down to its diapers, and placed him under the fountain so that the water came over his head like a waterfall. And without a warning, or a towel, I should add, he handed the baby to me and asked me for a blessing. He pulled out his cell phone and began showing me pictures. He explained he was an athlete, a sports celebrity of sorts. He coached and taught, and quickly showed me his Instagram page, Arthur Nijde, written at the top. He pointed to the tens of thousands of followers he had, but his excitement couldn't be contained when he told me about his son. He said that they had named him Garekin because their last name is Nijde. And so there I was, holding Garekin Nijde and offering a blessing. Angels come in different shapes, sizes, and forms. We spoke about the singing angels, stone angels, and today's messenger came in the form of a baby. He was named after a larger-than-life statesman and hero of the nation. The parents had the courage and the boldness to think outside of their limits and named the child after their dreams for greatness. It was a small message that came to me in the shadow of the great Etchmiadzin Cathedral. As the name Etchmiadzin describes, it is the place where the Son of God descended, the descent of the only begotten, Etchmiadzin. Here was a young couple and a very young baby who had come to connect with the past, but also dream of big things to come. Baby Garigin Nijde sent us a message that day, that when we approach God with our dreams, be courageous and bold. He is our Heavenly Father, as Jesus taught us. And the lower we move our guards, the more access we give God to the great miracles he has in store for our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bless those who bless you. Parents and children who stand at your door seeking a blessing on their lives. May we all be reminded of our Lord Jesus' words to approach you as Father, one who cares and tends to our needs. We thank you for the blessings you give so abundantly. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.